If you've listened to this podcast for any length of time, then chances are you know that I am always running some sort of active test here on the podcast with the goal of being able to pass on the things that work to you. And we've got a few active tests happening on the show right now that I am super excited about. The first one is that we're going to be dropping a new bonus episode for you every single week for the foreseeable future. Now, one update that we have made is that these episodes are now going to drop on Wednesdays and Fridays. And of course, we'll let you know the results of these tests once we've got them. So keep an eye out for even more great content coming your way to help you launch, rank, and grow your podcast in the top 100. Welcome back. I am so excited that you are here today. This is episode 70, and it is so hard for me to wrap my mind around the fact that we are 70 episodes in with this podcast already, and to see where this podcast has taken us over the last 18 months or so. It has been absolutely unbelievable. And I am very excited for today's episode because if you have been in the online business world for any length of time, you've likely come across what I'll call the glittery option to take things off of your plate by outsourcing them overseas. But is that the best option when it comes to building your team? And that really depends. So when you finish listening to today's episode, you're going to discover the pros and cons of hiring overseas so you can make the decision that's best for your business and take the next steps to growing your own team of A players. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart, and that's all coming up next. So stay tuned.
Globally ranked among the top shows in business and education, we're changing the way entrepreneurs work by changing the way they think about work. If you're ready to run your business like a real CEO, instead of your business running you, you're in the right place. You don't have to work as hard as you think you do to create the influence, income, and impact you deserve. It's time for a new way to do business. This is the Effortless Life Podcast. Here's your host, Courtney Elmer.
Before we jump in today, I want to thank our featured listener this week, at Steph Judice, who says, "This is one of my favorite podcasts. Courtney gives me the motivation to push past my fears and overcome my limiting beliefs. I found her a few months ago, and I have been binging this podcast ever since." Steph, you are awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your feedback with us on the show. And if you've been listening for any length of time and haven't left us a review yet, we would love to hear your thoughts on the show too. So inside of your Apple app, all you have to do is scroll down. You'll see five little stars. Tap those five stars and then click the little section that says write a review and share your thoughts on the show. I personally read every single review that comes in each week, and it is amazing to see, for me, to witness how this show is impacting your life and changing your business. So thank you in advance for taking the time to leave us a review. Now, I can remember when I first started my online business, hiring people to help me was the furthest thing from my radar because A, I didn't even know what the heck I was doing. B, I had a broken mindset that I should do it all myself, especially in the beginning. And C, I told myself the story that I couldn't afford to hire help and that it was faster and quicker and cheaper to just do it myself. Sound familiar? I know, it's like the common denominator amongst all entrepreneurs. But then, as the years went on, I was drowning in work. There was no way that I could keep up with it myself anymore. Plus, I had a baby on the way at the time, and I was under 9 months of pressure to get some systems in place in my business and get some help in place in my business so that by the time the baby came, which, of course, if you've been listening for a while, you know, is my sweet little now 3.5-year-old son, AJ. But by the time he came, I wanted to have things in place so that I could take a breath and just enjoy those early days with him. And because of that urgency and that pressure, I felt this desperation. And once I had made up my mind that I needed help, it was like I couldn't find people fast enough. The problem was I still didn't have a budget for it. You're going to laugh at this, but about $50 a month was all I could afford at that time in my business. Where on earth would you find someone for $50 a month, right? Like, I just was like, I'm out of my mind. There's no way. I was going through all of the options. Could I hire interns? What could I do to hire someone within budget and still feeling this desperation that I needed the help so badly? And I was in an online program at the time, and that is where I first discovered the option to outsource overseas. I didn't even know that existed. And as I was listening to this person talk about all the benefits of hiring overseas, the thing that caught my ear was that you could hire people for as little as $2 and $3 an hour. And I thought to myself, that is ridiculous. Nobody's going to work for that. That's absurd. There is no way. And then, of course, the question of, is that even legal? Is that morally acceptable? Like, to ask someone to work for such little pay? Well, fast forward, after a whole lesson about exchange rates, I learned that outsourcing overseas could be a great solution for business owners like me who didn't have a huge hiring budget but desperately needed help. And what I found out was that after the US dollar had been exchanged into the local currency of where these remote workers are based, which is often in the Philippines, it was the equivalent of paying someone here in the US $15 to $20 an hour to do the same work. And that made sense to me. Plus, did I mention I was desperate? So I went through the process, I followed it step by step, and I had a slew of applications come in, and I just chose someone that I thought would fit the bill. They seemed willing to work. They had the skills that I needed. They were familiar enough with some of the programs and the software that I needed. They seemed willing to learn anything that they didn't know that I could teach them so that they could support me. But it was a few months of agony. And what happened was, it wasn't that there was anything wrong with this VA or this particular person. What was wrong was that I had gone about it the wrong way. I had hired for the wrong reasons. I didn't have an interview process in place. I didn't have a clear onboarding process in place. I was flailing around, throwing things at this poor person, saying, can you please help me with this? What about this? Trying to train them at the same time because there were a lot of skills that they hadn't mastered yet and things about my business that they needed to learn. And it just created so much headache and so much stress. And so eventually I decided it wasn't working out, and I repeated the entire process. So after hiring and firing two or three VAs in the span of about 6 months, I started thinking, this whole thing is just more trouble than it's worth. No way. This is just faster to do it myself. It takes too much time to train someone. But at the same time, all of these industry experts out there kept saying, no, you need to outsource, you need to delegate, you need to hire. And I thought that's what I need to do to grow. So I kept hiring. I tried more VAs. I hired freelancers. Sometimes we had several people working at the same time, but nothing ever gelled. Most people didn't stick around past 6 months. And that was incredibly frustrating because I felt like I was forever starting back at square one. And maybe you can relate if you have shared in this kind of experience too. I thought that outsourcing was supposed to relieve stress, but somehow things always wound up back on my plate. And never once did it occur to me, in all of this wasted time, hiring and training and firing, then hiring and training and firing again, was that the common denominator was me, and that I was just going about it completely wrong. I had the wrong mindset about it. I had the wrong intentions for hiring. It was very self-serving. Of course, no one wanted to be part of that kind of team. I was trying to create a team culture and a sense of belonging by hiring overseas people that I didn't know and expecting freelancers as well as remote workers from halfway around the world to work only for me, which goes against the very nature of freelancing. So, long story short, I went about it totally backwards. And it cost me hundreds of hours, thousands and thousands of dollars. But before you start thinking, holy cow, maybe I shouldn't outsource overseas or rely on freelancers to grow my business, hang on, because there is a good ending to this story. And that's what I want to talk with you about today. Because once I figured out the mistakes that I was making, we went on to interview, vet, hire, and train not one, not two, but 3 new team members and counting. People who share our core values, who have the right skills, and who are full of fresh ideas, and who are now part of our very quickly growing team, a real team of local people who are not freelancers, but who are real bona fide members of Team Effortless Life and who are here to grow with us long term, and who are fully committed to supporting our community as well as our greater vision in order to help us bring that to life. The problem is that most online entrepreneurs and course creators do the same thing I did. They go about building their team as backwards, just like I did at first. Sorry if you're listening, Dad. You know I rarely curse, but there's just no other way to put this. So today, I want to break down the mistakes that most entrepreneurs make when it comes to hiring and show you how to avoid them so that when you're ready to hire your first team member or your next team member, you can make sure that you're fully prepared and can go into it with clear expectations. This is so, so important. So listen closely to my voice right now. Let's talk about a few of the mistakes that most entrepreneurs go into the hiring process with. Number one, they have the wrong mindset about it. Number two, they're hiring for the wrong reasons, out of desperation. Number three, they're expecting freelancers to want to be part of a team. They're trying to create, air quotes, team culture with a team of freelancers who by definition are freelancing. They're not tied to any one team of people, but they serve multiple clients at a time. And therefore, they only have so much time to give you to support you in your growth. Number four is not having a clear interviewing and vetting process, which we covered back on episode 68. And number five is that they have no clear system for training people. They just get them on board, throw a bunch of stuff at them, and expect those people to take it and run with it without any real training. And that is incredibly frustrating, not just for you when the person doesn't get it right away, but it's incredibly frustrating for that poor person on your team who is trying to help you, but they do not have the resources that they need or the support that they need to fully learn what they need to learn in order to support you. And all of these are completely honest mistakes. If you have made any one of them, please do not feel bad. Do not beat yourself up about it. I have made all five of these mistakes many, many times over. And there's a few reasons why. Because, like I mentioned a moment ago, so many industry experts out there tell you that's the next step to scaling a business. You need to outsource. That's what visionary leaders do, right? Well, yes, but there are a few things that go along with it. So if you don't have the right systems in place and procedures in place, hiring is going to be a whole lot more trouble than it's worth, and you will wind up back at square one because it will feel easier and quicker to just do it yourself. Another reason that people make this mistake so often is because they feel this need for help. They are desperate for it, so they're willing to just throw money at that problem. It is amazing to me how many people out there throw money at their problems, but that doesn't actually solve the problem. And the final mistake is that there's often a belief there under the surface that I can't afford to hire employees. I can't afford to pay someone as an employee. I can't offer benefits. I can't offer a 401k plan. I can't offer any of those things that I presumably would need to offer an employee. And therefore, many online business owners and small business owners begin thinking that, well, my only choice is to outsource overseas or pay higher priced freelancers who can do contracted work. Truthfully, that's not your only option. But if that belief is there that I can't afford to hire an employee, then of course it's going to prevent you from hiring skilled people who can really help you. And really, when you continue making these mistakes, I mean, you're only just creating more bad news for yourself. You're going to wind up like I did 2 years into hiring and training and onboarding at least 10 different people. I'm not lying. I went through at least that many people only to wind up back at square one with me, myself, and I, and everything on my plate. It was an incredible waste of money. It was an incredible waste of time. It caused me more stress. And by default, that caused my family more stress. And it just was not a good scenario. What happens is when you continue just blindly hiring and trying to make something work, it's just going to reinforce the beliefs that hiring is hard and that there's no good people out there and that it's faster and cheaper to do it yourself or that there's no one out there who can support you the way you need them to, and on and on and on. It just continues to reinforce those beliefs and you just wind up getting the same old thing. So how do we fix this? What is it that you need to do differently in terms of hiring so that you can actually get the support that you need? Well, the first thing you need to do is go register for this month's workshop where I'm going to give you an inside look at our exact system for interviewing and hiring so that it can feel easy and effortless and you can start growing a team of your own, a real team who can support you like you've always imagined. Secondly, you can create an interview process. Attend the workshop and I'll give you our interview process. Literally, I will hand it to you or do it yourself, but have an interview process. We have a 4-step interview process that weeds out the candidates who aren't a good fit from the start so that by the time you sit down to interview, you're only interviewing the candidates who have the highest potential to be a great fit for what you're looking for. Less time and energy spent trying to find the right people. And when you do find those people and you know how to bring them through that process so that they kind of, as I always say, the cream rises to the top, right? So they will naturally shine amongst your applicants and you will be able to spend your time interviewing only those people who do have the potential to be the best fit for what you're looking for long term. And then the best piece of advice that I could give you here is to expect this process to take time. This was one of the biggest mistakes that I made, quite honestly, inherent in all of those mistakes that I touched on, was the need to do it quickly because I was desperate, because I felt urgent. What you need is to expect that this is a process. This is going to take time. Hire slow, train well, and think long term. Having an interview process and a hiring process and onboarding systems in place are critical to building your team. You just simply can't build a highly successful team without them. There's no way around it. Otherwise, it's like throwing spaghetti at the wall, crossing your fingers, closing your eyes, hoping that the person you just hired is going to magically turn out to be the unicorn that you're looking for. And sometimes it works like that, but most of the time it doesn't. And because we have these systems in place now, we have been able to grow our team much more quickly. It's very counterintuitive. Slow down to go fast. It's that whole mentality. And it doesn't seem to make logical sense that when I take my time to put these processes in place, then I can move much more quickly. But at the same time, it makes logical sense because if the way you're doing it right now, throwing spaghetti at the wall, isn't working, then clearly it's time to try something else. We all know the definition of insanity, right? So we have been able to find some incredible people who are now working with us and helping us grow our vision. And it is amazing. It's hard to put into words what it feels like to wake up every day and to know that I'm supported. To know that there are people there who have my back and who want to see this vision come to life, who want our company to succeed, who want to be a part of that. We have a team retreat every year where we get together and we plan for the year ahead and we have a lot of fun. Our last team retreat, we went to an escape room. We went out to dinner. I mean, it was hosted here in New Orleans. So, oh my goodness, you can imagine the places we went to eat. They were getting beignets in the airport on the way out, and I was sending them home with beignet mix so they could take that experience back home with them. We had the best time. And we now have a real team where we can create a culture that is centered around our core values. We have 5 core values here at The Effortless Life. And what is so amazing about having this interview process is that we were able to find candidates who aligned with those values, and we knew that before even hiring them. So having that clarity on what your values are and to know how to look for them when you're interviewing your candidates, oh, it is a game changer. And it has been so much fun. Yes, there are growing pains. Yes, there have been learning curves. We are learning at every twist and turn of the journey. But overall, it has been a much lighter, much more fun and enjoyable experience compared to years past. And what is so ironic to me in all of this and in sharing all of this with you today is that I'm the systems queen. I have a system for literally everything, like including folding the laundry in my house. But I didn't have a system for hiring and onboarding. Because I was in such a hurry, I was so desperate for help that I told myself I didn't have time to put those systems in place, and I just had to figure it out as I went along. This is a big mistake. Please don't do this. Please. So I might have gone down a couple of rabbit holes here because I get excited about this topic, and I want to circle back to where we started this episode today with the question, should you hire overseas? And that really depends. We have been fortunate to find a few incredible VAs overseas who do amazing work. The way we have our team structured now is that we have VAs available to support our team members when needed, but we are no longer relying on VAs to be part of the team. Does that make sense? So the VAs are there in a support role, supportive role, and our team members are the core players who are helping us grow that greater vision. VAs truly excel when it comes to repetitive, recurring type of work. They are very affordable. They have a fantastic work ethic. We just can't say enough good things about the few VAs that we have been privileged to find. The downside of outsourcing is that you might have to sift through several VAs in order to find a great one. That's just the nature of it. Having an interview process in place is really going to help you with this. But go in it with the expectation to know that the first person you hire might not be the person, right? That VA might not be the one. You may have to go through a few. But again, that interview process and that onboarding process, that's going to weed people out really quickly. And just like anyone else who you would ever bring onto the team, it takes time to train them too. So you need to adjust your expectations to expect that there will be a learning curve for you, especially if this is the first time you're doing this, and for them. It takes time for them to get acclimated, to learn what you do. It does not happen overnight. It often takes longer than we wish it would, but give it that time and you will be very pleased long term because it is going to pay you back in dividends over time. The other thing about hiring overseas that you need to be aware of is that there is a dramatic time difference. So I'm based here in the Central Time Zone. Even in the US, you know, you really only range a span of 2 to 3 hours, you know, here in our time zone. They're often based on the other side of the world. And so there's going to be a big time difference. Many of our VAs, there was a 12-hour time difference. There's sometimes a 14-hour time difference. So theoretically, it might sound like that's a good thing because you can work during the day and then they're working during your night, which is their day, and then it rolls on. But really what we found is that we're working during the day and then they're working during our night, but then they have questions, so they can't continue. So then during the next day, we get to answer those questions. So then it's not until the next night, which is their day, that they're able to solve the problem. So things can actually take longer than expected. So that's just something to be aware of going into it. Outsourcing overseas is not the best fit if you're looking to grow a real team of people who can serve your greater vision long term. However, it could be a good fit if you're looking to bring on additional support for your existing team members, or if you have a lot of repetitive, recurring type tasks that having the support of a VA would help take that off of your plate. So we've talked about a lot of things in today's episode, and I get fired up about this topic because hiring, training, and onboarding is something that many entrepreneurs do a poor job at, and it's not your fault. Because guess what? This is not your zone of genius. This is my zone of genius because I have learned over the years and because systems and procedures and workflows come so naturally to me, and I've figured out the right interview system to have and the right hiring process and what that all looks like. And I want to hand that over to you because I do not want this to be a headache for you going forward any longer. I want you to be able to get the support in place that you need to really be able to spend your time in your true zone of genius. So I'm going to give you an insider's look at our playbook for building your dream team. So if you want to get your hands on that, keep listening because in a few minutes at the end of this episode, I'm going to share about our upcoming hiring workshop where you can get access to our interview process and the exact hiring system that we use here behind the scenes at The Effortless Life. And assuming that you're listening to this episode on your phone today, while you've got your phone out, I would love to connect with you. Please come follow me, say hello, send me a DM over on Instagram at theeffortlesslife.co. I have been really into reels lately, and it's funny because my whole background in acting and in theater and my funny, sarcastic side, which I usually don't really show very much, is definitely coming out in these reels. And it's really been a lot of fun to just call out the truths of entrepreneurship and running a digital business online and what that actually feels like and what it looks like in the course of a day. So if you need a laugh, come follow us at theeffortlesslife.co. Check out our latest reels. And plus, I'm there nearly every day in my stories giving you tips on how to simplify your workflows so that you can spend more time in your zone of genius. Now, next week on the show, we're going to be talking more about team building, and we're going to be talking about the reasons why your team isn't performing the way you want them to. If you have struggled to find the right people who can support you in the work you do, you do not want to miss next week's episode. So I'll see you back here next week. Until then, go live your effortless life. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.